When you're watching TV, is there a commercial that you just absolutely can't stand? One that makes you yell in disgust every time it comes on? Maybe you have to lunge for the remote to hit the mute button or change the channel? We asked some of our WPR colleagues around the state which commercials drive them batty and why. We got a pretty good range of responses. We'll share some in just a moment. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What TV commercial annoys you? It could be a commercial now, past, or present. Which commercials drive you nuts and why? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Wisconsin Public Radio reporter Bridget Bowden and Central Time producer Bill Martins both said this spot makes them roll their eyes. Bridget says she's always been slightly annoyed by the Charmin Bears, but this one, she says, is, quote, just, I don't know.
I'm not picking it up. You pick it up.
I'm not picking it up.
Well, somebody's got to pick it up.
I'll pick it up. They're clean.
Cuz my hand is clean. Oh, yeah, I'm Charmin clean. That's how I know they're clean.
Yeah, okay. Bridget says she laughed out loud the first time she saw that one because she thought it was so ridiculous. How about you? What is yours? What is the commercial that you just can't stand, past or present? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. WisContext Managing Editor Christian Knudsen says his top offenders for consumer cellular. I don't know if I've seen this one. He says 2 minutes is way too long. He says depending on how you look at it, it either condescends to older adults or panders to them. And he says it's glaringly non-diverse in its casting for a contemporary commercial. And we heard from a lot of you on Facebook. Meg writes, the Skittles Pox commercial. Ick. The girl picks Skittles Pox off the boy's face and eats them. It makes me gag right there with you, Meg. Can't stand that one. To your calls now at 800-642-1234. Jackson is with us in Milwaukee. Hi.
Hi.
What's your commercial?
It's the Subaru commercial where the kids are at school and they have explained to their principal that their Uncle Edward has died. And they say, oh, poor Uncle Edward, he's died like six times now. And then they get into the car because they fake the death to go on a family vacation.
Huh. Yeah, not wild about the message there?
So the kids act all upset and then they get into their Subaru and they're like, woohoo, going on family vacation.
Yeah, okay. And, do you lunge for the remote when you see that one coming on?
Yeah, or I just sit there patiently, or I, go do something I need to do, and then it's over.
All right. Does this motivate you to not buy a Subaru?
No, I love Subarus. That's the bad part.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing that one at 800-642-1234. Looking for your least favorite commercial, the one that makes you want to turn it off. We heard from Brandy on Facebook about, she says, those stupid Mentos commercials. I remember those, haven't heard them for years. That song is still in my head. Brandy, I'm not going to take blame for this one. Our producer, Bill Martins, put this one in the mix. So write your angry letters to him, not me.
The Fresh Maker.
All right, so now that's in your head if you haven't lunged to turn the radio off. Back to your calls at 800-642-1234. We've got David on the line in Milwaukee. David, hi.
Hi. I can't stand prescription drug medication commercials. I can't believe that they're even allowed to advertise stuff that your doctor should be telling you need or not. And, yep, they irk me.
Just the existence, the fact that they're marketing this prescription stuff directly to people?
Yeah, like, what if doctors should tell you what you need? You should go to them with your symptoms, and they should suggest that you shouldn't be asking a doctor, oh, I saw this happy lady riding her bike, and I want to be like that.
I mean, there is the upside, David, of the, like, weird absurdity where they have the happy person riding the bike, like you said, and then 30 seconds of possible side effects ranging from, like, weird to gruesome. I mean, that's I don't know, kind of weird and entertaining, I guess.
The ED commercials, I guess, are kind of hilarious.
Okay. David, thank you so much for sharing that one at 800-642-1234. Crystal on Facebook writes, the General Insurance commercial, that cartoon figure and his song drive me nuts. Here's one we'll give a listen to. Cricket, a WPR membership services manager, Kathy Behringer, says nothing has annoyed her more in the years, recent years, than this one. I think I just saw this one the other day, I think.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, we all just got new smartphones at Cricket.
Hi.
Hi.
Hola.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, bye.
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 It does wear thin quick. I think they're trying to recapture the what's up magic from the days of yore. Back to your calls now. We've got Kay on the line with us in Blue Mounds. Hello, Kay. What's your commercial?
Flo with Progressive Insurance. She's enough to make me go without insurance at all. If that were the only choice I had. Yes. I just makes me crazy.
Is it her delivery or what is it about poor Flo?
I think it's just her. Just to look at her is not pleasant.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe she's just too perky.
That is, I think, how she's been described. Kay, thank you so much for sharing that. We're asking you to share your least favorite commercial on TV, the one that makes you lunge for the remote control. Michael joins us next in Appleton. Michael, hello.
Hello.
Which commercial drives you nuts, Michael?
Yeah, the one that makes me most crazy is that 1-800-NEED-CASH-NOW one where they all get up and sing on a subway car. I think it's just an unethical use of commercial time, and people need to learn how to spend their money better. Just irritating.
Gotcha, Michael. Thank you for sharing that. Not so much the annoyingness of the commercial itself, it sounds like, but the product being advertised, bugging at least a couple of our listeners. You can join in with yours at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Dan now in Reedsburg. Hi, Dan.
Hello there. I see mine not much on TV because I watch a lot of online, but a lot of times on YouTube they'll advertise this TikTok ad. And maybe I'm just too old to get it, but man, are they obnoxious.
So the one I keep seeing, I think it's on Words with Friends, is where somebody takes somebody's water and pours it and then jumps in the water or something like that. Is that the one you're seeing?
That's one of them, and there's about 100 of them. It's kids acting silly, but I guess I'm just too old.
Maybe. I mean, so maybe it's working for the target audience, just not you, and honestly just not me either, Dan.
Not working for me.
All right. Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Let's check this head-on one. Central Time producer Rachel Vasquez said this is the first one that came to mind when it comes to annoying commercials.
Head-on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head-on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head-on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head-on is available without a prescription at retailers nationwide.
Wait, how do I use this thing? I'm just at a loss here. I don't know how this is going to work. I have not seen this one myself. You know what it does? I don't want to know. Actually, that's like a comedy skit. I've seen like Peter Serafinovitz and people do weird, surreal ads like that. What else do we have from our listeners here? Let's see. The head-on. And then there's this one, Relicor. I don't think I've seen this one either. It's kind of in the same vein.
Can't get rid of belly fat?
Stress raises cortisol. Cortisol increases belly fat. Relicor helps reduce cortisol. You need Relicor.
What was that?
Stress raises cortisol.
Let's fade that one. That's raising my cortisol and my stress levels. Let's go back to your calls now. Mary Jo is on the line in Madison. Mary Jo, hi.
Hi. My least favorite is the Stanton Optical ad that runs nonstop on every channel in the morning.
Yeah, what happens in that ad? Because, you know, the funny thing is, I feel like this whole conversation was started when a former colleague of ours at Public Radio here posted her annoyance with that ad on Facebook. What happens in this annoying ad?
Well, it's almost set like in the Middle Ages, and it's a guy with these big black glasses, and someone comes in and shows him on a platter these other glasses, and he looks at his dog and others, and it's like, no one likes those as well as mine. And then he goes, and he knocks the thing off, and, you know, he looks at these glasses. But it is so irritating, and I think it's the same commercial. They haven't changed it much. The dog and him are in them all, and they run them, like, 6 or 8 times within the hour. I will never buy it Stanton Optical now, ever.
All right. Thanks a lot for sharing that. Thanks to everyone for their calls. There's a car dealership in the area that is often on music streaming services that I will avoid in part thanks to their ads. Not going to name names, but you can keep sharing the ads that drive you nuts. or why you avoid places with ads that drive you nuts. You can do that over at the Ideas Network Facebook page.